There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up today, over the next 3 hours, we do have Michael Lombardi on the program coming up in 1 hour. We'll ask him if that was the dumbest play in the history of the NFL yesterday, the Patriots and the Raiders. Bill Huber covers the Packers for Sports Illustrated to talk Monday Night Football with him. Paul, we should really pitch this like for next year. We should just ask to do 12 hours today and then take the rest of the week off. Come back on Friday maybe because it's 3 hours. There's no way we can get to everything in 3 hours today.
Thanks for showing up on time, number one.
You're welcome. Once in 5 years.
Number two, we're looking at the script and the rundown for the show. Where's the Colts game?
Maybe don't even get to it. It was like, it's 48 hours ago already.
Oh my God.
So I didn't, like yesterday alone, I didn't think the NFL had a chance to live up to what the World Cup did. How that ended, right? Hey, now it's kickoff for the NFL. It's the best World Cup finale I've ever seen in my entire, come on, it was unbelievable. But yet, this is what happened in the NFL, Saturday and Sunday combined. Win probabilities for teams that eventually lost. The Buccaneers were 89.6% yesterday against the Bengals. Lost the game. Cowboys, 96.7%. They lost the game. The Colts were, this is too short. Colts were 99.6. That's 100. That's got to be like 100.5%.
33-0 at halftime?
Yeah. And then the Patriots came out here. That was only 94.3%. But that, I mean, come on. I've been thinking about it all, you know, last night, today. We'll go recent years. If you want to go back 30, 40, 50 years, that's fine. I'll go like last 25 years. That is right there with Leon Lett going for the ball in the snow. I think yesterday was actually worse than that. And the other one would be maybe not the play, but a decision for the Seahawks to not run Marshawn Lynch at the goal line. It's in the conversation. Can you imagine if you had a big bet or whatever, I don't even care, on the Patriots, and that's how you lose the game?
Yeah. Miracle at the Meadowlands, I'd submit as well. Why would you run like a trick play when you can just hand it off and win the game?
That's fair.
But that was it's an all-timer. I mean, why he can't get the ball. How about the 4th and 10 on the previous drive, on the game-tying touchdown drive? Incomplete, and then Carr has Hollins wide open. There's no one around him.
Nobody even
after
close.
The Patriots' defense was so good in the second half. And that leads to the long touchdown drive to tie it. And then that happens where the game's tied. You just go to overtime and you do it. I didn't see Mac Jones. What do you mean? I didn't see Chandler Jones, Myers said. I mean, it's just the stupidity. Off the charts, and you still had a chance at the playoffs here if you win this game. And I would have loved it because that would have been the fifth time this year the Raiders would have blown a double-digit halftime lead.
That's right.
And you just... again, the offense sucks. All the, they're right there, a position to win the game again, and just through stupidity. And I just, between that, I'm glad it's over because the win total is going to stay under and they're going to miss the playoffs. I cannot stomach. I can't stand watching this team and the play calling by Patricia and just screen, screen, screen. And even it's tied. All you have to do, because folks got a leg on them, just get in position to kick a field goal and it's still run and dink and dunk and throw it down the field one time.
I kept refreshing the box score yesterday for several reasons. And I just kept, it kept popping up. Mac Jones, 10 of 21.
Oh, I know.
For 65 yards. And it was just like,
I know.
Over and over and over again, it was the same thing. It would increase by like 1 yard. I'm like, what is, this is just disgusting what's happening.
Yes.
And then
yes.
Don't forget on the Cole touchdown, was he in or was he out? I still think that he was out of bounds. I don't know how you go back and look at that and say that was, that's good.
Well, there's some angles where it looks good. There's other angles where he looks out.
Looks terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
They spent a lot of time on that, said it was going to be good. Okay. And by the way, so when it comes down to, I think we have enough evidence at this point with the late game lateral nonsense.
Oh, stop it.
Players need to realize, like, this doesn't happen, okay? It's not going to work. It's one in a million. It should be illegal. Like, the NFL should not even allow. Just start throwing flags. You're not going to do the dumb lateral stuff. You might get caught. I would go on further. Just throw the people in jail. Why? Why do you think it's a good idea and think that this has a chance to win the game?
Myers has taken a lot of abuse, and he was crying after the game, and he's...
He said, I went rogue.
Right. Well, Stevenson's supposed to fall down. Let's start with him. It's a running play. He gets the whole ball rolling, right?
Right.
I should have known the situation. He went rogue. And then I didn't see Jones. I thought Mac was open. You're throwing it backwards 20 yards.
Hard.
How is this a good idea?
With velocity.
I love the interview after the game. Peter King calls Chandler Jones and says, it's kind of like the Immaculate Reception. Chandler's like, what? Refresh my memory. You play in the NFL. How do you not know that? That's a whole other discussion. The whole weekend was drunk. I don't know what's going on. I mean, it's just, you can't top what happened Saturday and Sunday in the NFL.
No, it's...
And just for a game to end like that when it's tied. Yeah, we see that stuff all the time. You're right. It's not going to work when you're going backwards.
It doesn't
work.
But
to do that, they just go to overtime. And your season's alive and you can still have a chance at making the playoffs.
Right.
I didn't see Chandler Jones, he says.
It's like the odds on this actually working and you're going to win the game like this, it's higher than like a 15-team parlay. Don't do it. It's not going to happen. I mean, three people may have gotten lucky like in their lives with a big parlay like that. It does. Come on.
Yeah. The other thing is what happened with the bookmakers. Good job by VSiN's own Ben Fowkes.
Oh, they got smoked.
That is a disaster. Now, the Dogs went 6-0 in the early games, ATS. The favorites covered in all four in the late games. And that was a seven-figure loss at DraftKings.
Mm-hmm.
And that Raider result was no good out here because everyone bets the local team. But also, that capped off a lot of parlays with all the favorites getting there. And what transpired there with the late games, because there were 2.5s available on the Chargers as well.
Imagine if you're in the running for one of these big Las Vegas football contests and you have to put in 5 picks a week and you had the Patriots.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to chalk up a loss on that one.
The 4th and 10, the game's over.
It is
over. Then they continue to go down the field. I mean, get a stop there. Come on.
I don't think we'll have another weekend like that. I mean, maybe. Think about this. It's the second day in history that we had 3 walk-off touchdowns.
Yeah.
And then we had 3 games in the early hour going to OT at the same exact time.
Yeah.
It was just...
Chief game was crazy. The Dallas game was an all-timer. This fiasco.
Uh-huh.
My God. Now, how about Belichick after the game? Why didn't you throw a helmet? Oh, he can throw it that far. Then put Zappe in the game.
Yeah.
You don't just give up there and run it. Take a chance. You can win the game. He can't get the... I don't know what's going on. What do you mean he can't throw it 50 yards?
So they don't trust Mac Jones. And I've heard some Mac Jones stuff from last night as well. I don't think Mac... Just from trying to like read the body language and like his tone, I think Mac Jones hates the coaching staff too. Could be wrong on that.
He's throwing... I counted 5 temper tantrums.
Yeah, he's not happy.
Well, but the goal line fiasco again. You can't get the play in and then there's a false start. And then... He scores on the play, but it doesn't count? They're at the 1 yard line. They can't punch it in. They got to settle for 3.
Sure,
it's a joke with this. This is, and several people tweeted it. But if you watch every week, the announcers must say 5 times a game, "I can't." This is unlike the Patriots. This is typical. This has been the whole season,
the whole year now.
The ridiculous mistakes and the offense is offensive.
Yeah, and I don't want to hear anybody say Patriots way anymore. Come on, knock it off. That doesn't exist anymore. This is what the call sounded like at the end of the game, Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas on the Raiders radio network.
Mac Jones hands it off on a draw to Ramondre Stevenson, breaks out of a tackle at the 50, has the 45, breaks away from another tackle, pitches it backwards, and now Jacoby Myers spinning around, he throws it to Chandler Jones at midfield, and a stiff arm! Chandler Jones racing towards the end zone! He scores! Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
I can't believe what I just saw!
Again!
I can't believe what I just saw! This is unbelievable! I got me. Wow!
On the first night of Hanukkah, it's a miracle in Las Vegas!
Great call. Jason Horowitz, Lincoln Kennedy, Raiders Radio Network. We were invited to go to the game yesterday.
Yes.
We got too much fantasy. There are too many live betting things. We had to turn them down. That atmosphere looked like New Year's Eve, Times Square. I mean, it just, how is it not?
Yeah.
Place is going nuts.
Almost, a finish we'll never see again. Yep. Also, remember the Gronk game against Miami, where Gronk was in to defend the Hail Mary and the lateral business two of them. It worked for Miami.
Right.
With that walk-off.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just, that's a killer. Your season's over now.
It is. New England. I saw that comedian Bill Burr was at the game yesterday. He does a podcast every Monday. He probably does 90 minutes on that game today. This is Bill Belichick. He was asked about that last play of the game. Now, were they instructed to maybe get a little crazy there?
On that final play, and it was a draw play. Was it instinctive on Ramondre? Was he given the green light to pitch it if he had an opening?
We made a mistake. Play didn't work. A mistake on play.
That was going to be a fun flight back for the Patriots team. It had to be last night.
Incredible. What is he doing? What are they both doing?
I can't. The Myers thing. He gets the ball. It's like
what? Yes, I know. It's like they're losing.
Like what
is
this?
It's a tie game.
Yes.
He fires the ball back 20 yards.
He throws like a Hail Mary.
Oh, how about Mac Jones? Oh, wow. How about Mac Jones? Well, it's on me. I have to make the tackle.
Oh yeah.
Oh come on.
Yeah.
Mac.
I mean, come on.
That was hilarious.
And
too.
Look
at the dots here on the screen with the breakdown of the play. There's Stevenson with the run. Eep, the right turn. Okay. Then I'm going to dump it off here to Myers and I'm going to run back 10 yards and I'm going to throw it back 20 yards.
As hard as I can.
It was a hell of a throw if your intended receiver was Chandler Jones.
Yeah. I didn't see him. Oh, it goes right to him. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I was nauseous. I was ill. Oh, my God.
All right, lace up your cleats with BetRivers Online Sportsbook and gear up because it's College Bowl season. Log in to BetRivers every single day and receive a bet on behalf of BetRivers when you place a wager of at least $25. BetRivers has all the latest odds, lines, and boosts to create the perfect college game day experience. Head to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app today to get in on all the action. It's a whole new game. More NFL coming up next. Updated playoff picture. And they haven't scored a third-quarter touchdown since Week 5. We'll tell you who that is coming up here and follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
VSiN, the gift that keeps on giving. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber, only $79. Get access to everything we do through the Big Dance. Sign up today, get $20 to buy hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear at online stores. Only VSiN Pro subscribers get access to the recap of the plays by every VSiN host and every guest, deep dive betting reports, plus the ongoing college bowl coverage with best bets on every bowl game. Access through the end of the madness. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber, VSiN.com/subscribe.
A couple of nuggets following the Buccaneers disaster at home yesterday after they led 17-0. Tom Brady was 159-3 in his career when leading by 17-plus points, including the playoffs, and 89-0 at home. Oops.
Sure. Yeah.
See you later. That was the last time Tom Brady's offense turned the ball over four times in one half, October of 2001. Yeah, 21 years ago, 371 starts.
How big was the Saints' collapse on Monday Night Football now?
So when they led 17-3 at halftime, we're talking third quarter in the game, 4th-and-3, the fake punt, no good. What was that?
That's a stupid play call. You might want to get on the same page with communication. Bernard didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the look on the special teams coach on the sideline. What are you doing that for? You're up 14. You're in complete control of the game. You just gave Cincinnati life, and that started just the onslaught and snowball of all the turnovers in one of the worst halves of football you're ever going
to
see.
Yeah, from anybody, not just a Tom Brady team, from anybody in the league.
And that didn't make any sense to do that.
No, I hated that play call. That was so dumb. It was unnecessary, like you said, up by that many points. That led to a Bengals field goal. Then Tom Brady was picked off, another Bengals touchdown. Tom Brady then fumbled, Bengals touchdown. Leonard Fournette then fumbled. 20-17 Bengals at the time they got the ball back. It was just they held the ball for like 2 seconds every drive. Kept just giving the ball right back to the Bengals. Uh-huh. They were dead. The Bengals were a dead team. It was 17-3 in the third quarter.
Yep.
And then Burrow eventually throws for four touchdowns, and they walk away. They cover. They come out, 10-4 now on the year. Which other teams better be careful. They might get the one seed in the AFC. They had the Bills coming up.
That is a huge game on Monday night.
Yes, it is.
Huge. They have a tough schedule. But again, how do you not lay the 3.5 now? Cincinnati now plays New England. What kind of a state of mind are they going to be in? I mean, number one, Cincinnati's a much better team, and the Patriots coming off a loss like that. I think the Bengals should blow them out.
By the way, the way the Bengals defense, the way that they adjust after halftime is really quite something now.
Good call.
Going all the way back to last year's playoffs.
Yep.
They deserve a ton of credit for that. So that was the late games yesterday too. The Chargers-Titans game was, I thought, maybe way under the radar because what was happening out here in Las Vegas, and then that Bengals-Buccaneers game, that pass from Herbert to set up the game-winning field goal when it was tied at 14 apiece, how fast was that ball traveling? Can we get a radar clock on that thing?
Incredible.
A radar gun? I mean, it was just...
What a play.
Amazing.
What a weird game this was. Nobody could do anything on offense. It's 7-7 late in the game. It had a high total. I thought Tannehill broke his ankle. He can't even move. He's still in the game. Everything's a dump off. It's somehow working. He can't drop back because he's compromised. You know, they're going to be a big dose of Henry. And then it's now they're in life and death to make the playoffs.
They
only have a one game lead over Jacksonville. Jacksonville keeps winning games like this and pulling out. They have a huge game Thursday, but Jacksonville has Tennessee to close the season. Titans are in trouble now.
Oh, they're, Paulie, the odds to win that division now, shop around, the Jags are down to plus 115, plus 130.
Oh, my God.
To win the division.
This completely flipped. They were 1,800. 1,800 not that long ago to win the division.
Yeah. But they've lost every game now in for like a month straight, the way it feels. The Jags are super hot. They I don't know if they had business winning that game yesterday, but they're getting pounded by the Cowboys. And they came all the way back, and the Cowboys kind of let that one slip away. But you have, again, give them – Lawrence made play after play after play again yesterday when it mattered most. Yeah, they're – Updated odds now, minus 150 at vsin.com on the Titans. Jags plus 125.
Some people thought it was too high, but still, you play the schedule game. Titans get Houston at home, and I give them credit. I mean, the last 2 weeks, they're right there. They should have beat Dallas. They could have beat Kansas City.
Right.
And then Jacksonville has the pick'em game Thursday against the Jets. But if I get that Trevor Lawrence, watch out. I mean, he is playing unbelievable ball since week 9.
Here we go.
It's a 14-1 touchdown INT ratio, and he's number one in passer rating.
Yeah.
So good for him.
And that's so we said going into that game, two of his best three games in his career were the last 3 weeks. We'll make that three of his last 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
Best games he's ever played.
There's so much going on. I mean, can't, the Lions story. Awesome. What a win. They can do this and get in there. The Giants now. The win Sunday night. Does it change coach of the year? Peter King's writing today, it's got to be Daboll now because they're going to make the playoffs. I mean, this is week to week.
It has to be Daboll. I don't know if it has to be. I mean.
Oh, but remember how bad they were. I mean, if they're going to make the playoffs, I know what you're saying. What if Philly goes 16-1, 15-2?
Right.
But this is, what if Detroit goes 10-7? How do you give it?
If they're
that's
one
a great
and six.
Job by Campbell. They're winning in spite of Campbell. Again, with a horrendous decision we'll get through. But right. But if Detroit closes on this long winning streak after being 1-6, I mean, this is madness.
Well, I know the one great decision they had was the game-winning touchdown. It was an absolutely
beautiful
exquisite
call. Beautiful play
call, and it yes. worked to perfection. I mean, right. that's results-based, but also, I mean, the Jets had no idea, and that Jets defense is absolutely legit.
But they should have put the Jets away. There was a touchdown that was called back.
Yeah,
there was
yeah.
a red zone issues, but... Again, Goff was fantastic as well.
Yeah, now he's
great,
like
great win for the Lions.
He's down to plus 250 to win comeback player of the year now.
Oh, I know.
He might do this. He might pull this thing off.
Yes.
So here's Dan Campbell now second on the board to win coach of the year. He was asked if the psychology of the team changes with the expectations and if that worries him.
So here's what it is. Because I kind of felt like when we came in at halftime, I felt this way a little bit. I felt like there were some mistakes that we were making because we were afraid to fail. There was a little bit of an afraid of failure in some areas that I had not felt. And so that was just something we talked about. And I think more than anything, that to me is what's going to be critical. I don't think it's about taking the cheese, all that, because we can play. We got a good enough team to play. Our deal has got to be, man, we can't become so tense and start doing things that we weren't doing. There's a reason why we've gotten to this point and we're beginning to win. And if we start, you know, becoming so tense and uptight from everything that we're so afraid that we're going to lose, and then you don't get it, that you are not going to win that way. So I think that's what we have to guard against, which we'll do a great job. We'll be on it. But we're getting better as a team.
That's an excellent soundbite from now again, the second shot in the board to win coach of the year. So they close at Carolina.
Yep.
3-point favorite in that game. The Bears are at home. That's New Year's Day. And then they play at Green Bay. Green Bay has 8 losses. I mean, it's going to take a bigger miracle than the Raiders win yesterday for the Packers to make the playoffs. But how big could that game potentially be? Do the Lions get in at 9-8, or do they have to go 10-7?
Well, Washington has to go to San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
They have some tough games coming up. And I think it's going to have to be 10-7, though.
I think so, too. Yeah, I don't think they can afford to lose another game.
Yeah. 6-1 last 7, the loss by 3 on Thanksgiving at home to the Bills. Oh, my God. But again, they just they'd be sitting pretty if you got someone lost that first. Again, I have to keep repeating it, but it's important. If they just got a loss by that first meeting with the Giants and Commanders, the tie's killing them right now.
Yes.
Seattle, bye-bye. But you're right, it's right there. I mean, You never know. That could be the Sunday night game for all the marbles with Green Bay and Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
What a story.
And then
coaching malpractice in that game, too. Unmitigated disaster we'll get to. Jets and Lions.
Okay. Who's going to win the NFC South? The Buccaneers are laying. The lowest I could find today is minus 280 to win that division.
I give Scott a lot of credit. He was on this network. He was in the draft here with the Blackjack Tournament. He took the Bills fourth, and he came on with Matt Eumanns after the draft, and he was buying up Carolina futures. He says Tampa loses out.
He loses out?
He says they won't win another game. He was adamant about that. I mean, Tampa Bay's broken. I don't know what's going to happen. But again, as I just said, the Saints have got to be kicking them. They're killing them. I mean, that loss on Monday night, how bad is that now? 16-3 against the Saints? I mean, if Tampa can't be, I don't know who's going to play quarterback. But if it's McSorley on Christmas and they can't win that game, that kid was awful yesterday.
Yep. If it is Colt McCoy, I don't know if the Buccaneers win the game. I don't know.
If they can't win that and they're laying four, oh, my God, because it's going to be tough at Carroll. I don't know what that – I give the Steelers full marks for that performance. They shut down Darnold.
That was a great job by the Steelers.
I know. Great job by the Steelers. The long drive in the second half. But you can't say Tampa's going to beat Carolina.
No, you can't say that.
I mean, you can't no. even go into Atlanta and take it on Ritter. I mean, this is it's embarrassing.
They're so lucky.
Again, they are.
The team should be 3-11.
Yeah. The Rams game, the Saints game.
Both Saints games.
Oh. It's so bad for the league, too. Because they're going to host a playoff game.
Yes, they are.
Right?
What if they're going to win this thing with six wins?
That's possible. Yes.
Somebody in that division anyway? 7 wins tops? 7-10?
I think seven's going to have to be 7.
It's going to be 7,
It's going to have to be 7. They play each other, yeah.
Oh, God.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know. But like I said, if it's Colt McCoy, I don't know if they win the game.
Yeah.
I don't trust them.
I'm with you. I know.
Monday Night Football preview coming up next. We'll look at player props as well. Packers are in action, so you know what that means. I'm not talking about Aaron Rodgers here either. Let's follow the money. Coming up here on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
All right, welcome back. Follow the Money, Pauly and Mitch, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Michael Lombardi coming up. Dave Tooley checking in. Survivor down to 14 here at Circa. $438,000. Each entry is worth an equity. Four have Green Bay tonight. After what transpired in the Sunday night game, thanks to Tooley checking in and tweeting, and should have been a lot lower than that after what happened in the Minnesota game. The great Michael Lombardi joins us now from VSiN and the GM Shuffle podcast. I mean, what are the Patriots? I don't even know where to begin with you, what happened the weekend we had. But the Myers decision, and again, Mack can't throw the Hail Mary. Stevenson goes rogue. He's supposed to fall down. Myers didn't see Chandler Jones. He throws it to Mack. He thinks he's open. I mean, what a way to lose for the Patriots.
You know, they had a game like that in 2018. I don't know if you guys remember.
That's
right. They were playing Miami down in Miami, and Gronk was back there to handle the Hail Mary, which they didn't throw. And then remember Kenyon Drake ran around Gronk, and Gronk looked like a statue back there. I mean, this happened before. I mean, you just look at the Raiders sideline when you're watching the game. The coaches are telling them to get down. I mean, they were obviously wanting to get down. You know, when the play started, I was like, oh, no, they might score. But the Raiders had all their players back at the goal line to protect for the Hail Mary. They thought they were going to throw the Hail Mary, and they didn't. I mean, it was just a bizarre ending. And to lose a game like that, like they did in Miami in 18, to really knock themselves out of a playoff opportunity, not that they were a great playoff team by any means, but, you know, that was disheartening. And that's just not – I mean, they block punt. The mistakes, that's typically not a Belichick team, but this team this year is not a Belichickian type team.
No, yep. That's absolutely accurate. Michael, I mean, that example that you brought up with Kenyon Drake, that's the one where it really worked. Not too many other times in the history of this, you know, it's been around for like 5 years now where players have this idea in their head, hey, we're going to go back. It needs to be like outlawed. Like, it never works. Why do they think it's going to?
I have no idea. You know, I give Kenyon Drake credit. I mean, I give the kid that threw the pass. Jacoby Myers. I'm sorry. It slipped my memory there. But I give Jacoby credit. I mean, he took accountability
for
it. I was trying to make a play. But making a play is different than doing something stupid, right? And I think that's what you're saying, Mitch, is these things are stupid when you try to do them. And they end up costing you the game, which they did. It cost them their season, which it did. Now, it didn't come down to that one play. I mean, a lot of things went right. I mean, this was a game where the Raiders, a lot of things went wrong during the season for the Raiders, and they kind of got caught up on this one a little bit, right? Like, I don't know if that was a touchdown in the end zone or not.
Yeah.
I don't think he could have overturned it. Matt Eumanns texted me a picture last night that looked like he was in, but I don't know if it was photoshopped or not. You can't tell with Twitter today. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well,
who knows?
Yep. It's the ultimate what could have been for both teams. I mean, if the Raiders didn't blow the Rams game and all the games that they've blown this year. And the other thing still, I know you're right about the mistakes and a good point, too, about the block punt. they're still winning games, and it's 4th and 10. They get a stop. It's over. They're going to win the game and get to 8-6. Late in that game, Mac Jones was 11 of 26 for 65 yards.
Oh, well, look, that's a whole documentary. I mean, we could do a 30 for 30 on how bad this offense is for the Patriots. And I think the head coach has got to know it. I don't think he can do anything about it at this point of the season. But let's face it. I mean, as much as I'm a fan and love him, mm-hmm. but this decision to go with Patricia and Judge, it just really hasn't worked out. And you could see it. You could see it in the frustration in the players. You could see it in the frustration in terms of the team. And there's going to have to be some kind of changes made because this isn't working. I mean, it's just not. And you can't be as good as Mac was last year and be as bad as he was this year and say, well, it's all on Mac.
Right. Absolutely. I totally agree. And you know, I'll tell you who's loving life. Matt Ryan and Jeff Saturday, because no one's talking about the Colts anymore.
We'll get back to them in a minute. I mean, I tweeted at halftime of that game. I said, the only way the Colts lose this game is if they snap the ball before 1 second on the play clock. They need 12 first downs, and they need to take the play clock down. And naturally, he comes out at his press conference, and he says, well, we just didn't make enough plays. Hold on, time out, Jeff. You didn't make any plays to get the lead.
Right.
Let's go through it, right? I mean, you get 6 points off of the stupid mistakes. They go for it on 4th and 1, don't get it. There's 3 points. They try a fake punt, they don't get it. There's 3 points. He throws you a pick six, really one of the worst throws all weekend, mm-hmm. right to you for a touchdown, and then you block a punt for it. Like, tell me what you did to get the lead.
Yes, right.
Like, the lead should have been 49-0 if you would have made any plays. Like, stop saying it's like we didn't make it. No, you mismanaged the game. If you take the play clock down, they were snapping the ball with 18 seconds. I was going berserk.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I didn't have the sound on, so I don't know what they were saying. But, I mean, I was going berserk. It was ridiculous.
Of course it was. Yeah, there's no way that he can be back. But who knows with the way Irsay operates. Maybe, you know, it's a long-time drinking buddy, so he'll get the job next year. I can't imagine.
Well, here's what I said, Mitch. Huh? How would you like to be – how about if Irsay comes to you and makes you the head coach and you know Saturday's still going to be on the payroll? He's going – and he wants the job.
Yeah.
Like, what coach is coming in there with Saturday looking over his shoulder saying, hey, you know, I mean, I wouldn't have done that, Jim. You know, hey, have another cocktail, Jim. I wouldn't have done that, Jim. Hey, have another cocktail. Hey, Jim, I would have been better than this guy. Who's going to do that?
It's going to be like Tebow, right? We're supposed to report back to Urban Meyer.
That's right.
That's why he was on
exactly.
the team.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of the Jags, how much stock are you buying right now? Or is it too late to buy stock because they're so hot and they might win this division now?
You know, in back in September, I wrote a column and said I thought they were the best team in the South. They were the most talented team in the South. Let me say that. They gave away a lot of games because of Peterson's decisions to go for it on fourth down and yada, yada, yada. That being said, right, you know, like I thought Dallas would cover and win the game yesterday because I thought they matched up perfectly against a bad secondary.
Right.
But what I didn't count for is how bad Dallas played defensively, giving up over 500 yards, 4 touchdowns. I mean, the big plays they gave up. And here's the most concerning thing if you're a Cowboy fan. You didn't get any pressure on Lawrence. There's no sacks. You didn't get a sack. You didn't create any plays. I mean, that was the disheartening thing about it. And you turn the ball over. We talked about it on my show. If Dak Prescott turns the ball over, this will be a close game. Naturally, he did.
Yeah. I don't understand what's happened here. Why is the defense so bad after being so good for much of the season? You score 34 points on the road, you can't win the game?
With a defense that's supposed to be the number one defense that can compete with San Francisco. But here's the thing. We spend so much time evaluating defense over a long lens instead of just picking out when it's really about what quarterbacks have you played. And what passing games have you played? And I think when you see that with Dallas, mm-hmm. you say, okay, they have it. Like the Washington football team last night. I mean, the reality of it is they're a good defense when they play against bad players. I mean, Taylor Heineke isn't going to carry any team anywhere, right? That line at 4.5 yesterday was the most ridiculous line of all. There's no way Washington's better than four points better than anybody in the league. I'm just sorry, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be and not with him at quarterback. So what we have to always remind ourselves is evaluate the defense based on who they're playing against. What quarterback do they play against, and who do they shut out?
We know it's smoke and mirrors, but would you give Daboll coach of the year? Or is it still Sirianni? Could it be Dan Campbell? What do you think?
Well, I mean, look, I Arthur Smith, I mean, he almost won another game in New Orleans. I mean, he doesn't even get mentioned. I mean, he's playing with no quarterback. I think Daboll's done a great job with Daniel Jones. They went in there. They managed the game perfectly. Now, look, I thought that was pass interference at the end of the game, no doubt, right? You know, but I just felt like they played well. They understand who they are, and they've managed the game. You know, Sirianni's team's 13-1. It's hard to ignore that. Even though they didn't win, they didn't cover for me yesterday. It was one of my recommendations, the one I lost. But to me, they should have covered. They easily should have covered. They made too many mistakes. They turned the ball over and still won the game. So they're a hard team to play. But how about, I mean, what about Kevin O'Connell? I mean, how do you not give it to him? He's the luckiest human being. He should come to Vegas for a week and play it all over. I mean, this guy's so lucky. I mean, I don't think casinos would let O'Connell in. He's so lucky.
Let me see your ID, sir. Wait, you coach the Vikings?
Like, we can't let him in. He's going to be able to hit on everything.
It's a great line. What do you think tonight with the Packers laying 7 at home? The Rams, now if you go back to last Thursday, Rams did nothing until the final like 3 or 4 minutes of that game.
They did nothing. And Baker, I mean, look, my son's at Carolina. I've watched Baker close, up close. I mean, if Baker would have won a couple games, Matt Rhule might still be there and they'd be in first place. But he was horrendous there. He made a few plays against the Raiders. That offensive line is bad. I mean, this is one of those games where, look, Donald's not going to play. They can run the ball. I think Green Bay's got to win and cover this game. I just think the Rams are horrible, just like I thought yesterday. I have no idea where the love of the Bucs came yesterday. Like, why anybody saw the Bucs as being able to come turn on the engine and just come out of it? It's the same thing with the Rams. Like, to me, they're no good. The Bucs are horrible.
I'm sorry. What's with the fake punt there? Up 17-3.
I think sometimes you're so desperate to make a play, you try to do anything. I mean, some of the decision making is bizarre. I mean, the NFL put out a report that there's $800 million of wasted money out there on coaches' contracts and executives because they've been fired. And yet we, every Sunday or Saturday, we see some of the dumbest things we could see on the field. Like, who's coaching the coaches? Yeah. It's really kind of bad. And the game management is horrendous.
Yep.
The game management is horrendous. I mean, if you would have flown Bill Parcells, he's in Jupiter today. If you would have flown him in at halftime of the Minnesota-Indianapolis game and said, okay, Bill, you're the head coach of the Colts for the second half. Jeff, stand over here. You can go work for ESPN the second half. He would have won the game. He wouldn't have known any calls. He wouldn't have known the nomenclature of offense, defense, or the kicking. But he would have won the game. He would have coached the game to win the game at 82 years old.
Yeah. We have like 20 seconds here. Do you have faith in the Buccaneers going to a bad Arizona team? Quarterback is in question right now and winning that game?
I only have faith that Trace McSorley's the quarterback. Okay. Yeah. I mean, how bad is that roster?
Yep.
How bad is that roster?
Great job.
I mean, you know Colt wasn't going to stay healthy. So I have no faith in very few teams in the NFL.
Awesome spot today, Michael. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. It's football season, GM Shuffle podcast. Must listen for every football fan. Lombardi goes off on players, teams, and coaching decisions every Monday and Thursday throughout the season. Download and subscribe to the GM Shuffle podcast from VSiN and DraftKings today, wherever you get your podcasts.
And we have opening numbers for Week 16 in the NFL coming up next. Christmas Day numbers are on the move. We will run down the schedule for you coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Watch football with a little more on the line by playing free in the Guinness Time Challenge. Visit DraftKings.com/Guinness. Set your lineup. Watch the action unfold as you play for your share of $115,000 all season long. Guinness, made of more. DraftKings.com for details.
The good.
Pretty good.
I'm feeling pretty good.
The bad.
I've had it with this dump.
Got no food.
Got no jobs.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
And the ugly.
First of all, that's horrible.
Well, that was the worst music growth I've ever seen.
A lot of good from the weekend and a lot of ugly, but I start with Josh Allen and the win for the Bills. They needed that in the worst way. They're down 8 in the fourth quarter. Allen was Superman. 300 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, 77 yards rushing, and it's still one of the best plays in football. When in doubt, 3rd and 5, 3rd and 4, run a play for him and let him take off and run. I mean, he is just a beast, and he's hard to tackle, too.
You think?
I mean, he is a beast, kid.
He's Chandler Jones. You're Mac Jones.
That's right. Absolutely. And I got to give Trevor Lawrence credit. I mean, this kid has been, since week 9, he's number 1 in passer rating. He's got a 14-1 touchdown INT ratio, and they're right there. They win Thursday. I think they're going to win this division. And the Bengals, 11-1 ATS run. Burrow and company, they do it. They get a lot of help by what Tampa Bay did in the second half. But down 17-0, no problem. I think they beat the Patriots comfortably. And that Monday night game coming up in 2 weeks at home against Buffalo is going to be a monster.
AFC playoffs are going to be...
Oh, God.
Hide the women and children.
If you're 6-7, are Miami and the Chargers? I mean,
that's pretty bonkers. It just... The whole weekend, again... It was so good.
Yeah,
everything about it was amazing. The comebacks, the overtime games. Again, 3 games going to overtime at the same exact window. 3 walk-off touchdowns yesterday for the second time in history, and just the overall drama. And I mean, I was thinking about this last. We only have 3 weeks left.
I know.
There's nothing that I like more than the regular season in the NFL.
It is delivered.
Oh, it's awesome. Like every single year, and yesterday was like. Exhibit A of how good this sport. That's why we love it.
Yep.
I mean, it's tough to win at, but man, oh man, was it exciting and feel the drama. But the day and how it got started with the World Cup. Now, this is not me saying this. I'll just go based on what others are saying because I'm not a soccer expert, although I've been watching the World Cup since before I was in high school. That has to be the best World Cup match I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody else was saying,
too. The comeback, the drama, looked like Messi was going to win it an extra time.
Yeah.
The PKs.
How about the save?
Save was great.
A minute, 120th minute.
Yeah.
That's one of the best saves you're ever going to see.
On the Messi play.
Yeah.
Messi from way out?
No. The one where France had another chance to score. Tied at 3 apiece.
Yeah, okay.
And then Mbappe's second goal was just... And to get 2 in 90 seconds and for it to play out like that. Just in a 3-hour match. And then bam, here's the NFL kicking off. It was brilliant. And this is totally under the radar. I got to give it up to the Orlando Magic. Again, this weekend alone, the most shocking result of the weekend may have been Orlando going to Boston, playing Friday and Sunday night, and winning both games outright. And they were late last week. They were 500-1 to win their division. They probably don't do it, but I bet them at 125-1. It's a great story. And Bancaro was awesome again yesterday. My bad. Well, the Colts collapse. I mean, Michael Lombardi was so good on this game 20 minutes ago. And he's exactly right. He said Bill Parcells could have gotten up out of the rocking chair yesterday in Jupiter, Florida at halftime off of, flown to the game and said, here's how I'm not going to lose the game. You're going to melt the clock down to 1 second every play and not say hike or hut with 18 seconds left.
Yep. Yep. Teams up 30-plus points were 1,548, 1-1 in the history of the NFL. Vikings made it 2. Yep. What was the tie? Yeah, did they say that? I don't know. I don't recall the tie.
On that one.
Who blew a 30-point lead and got out of there with a tie?
Yep.
Yeah.
And also the Cowboys defense. And you have to give the Jacksonville side credit, clearly. That's 27-10. You're working with a comfortable lead. And it was just Lawrence went to work. He's like, okay, I'm going to find Kirk, and I'm going to find Zay Jones for a third time, and here's a little Evan Engram in your face, and it doesn't matter because you're not getting any heat on. Like, what is going on with this Cowboys team the last 2 weeks? That's my bad.
All right, my bad. Coaching malpractice in the Jets-Lions game. Number one, the Jets have the ball down three with a minute 49 and three timeouts. They have to try a 58-yard field goal on the final play with a timeout in their pocket still. Salah let 20 and 18 seconds go off the clock on that final drive. And then Wilson makes the miraculous play on 4th and 18, whatever it was. Yeah. But that was ridiculous. How much time was going off the clock? Call a timeout. And then he's going to try a 58-yard field goal, and he takes a timeout home with him.
So do you think that was maybe a little bit of him not wanting to score with that field goal and leaving the Lions any time to work with to come back and win the game?
No.
You don't think there was any part of that?
You got to get close.
Brain?
I mean, no, he can't be thinking that. They were backed up for much of the drive.
I'm just curious why he would not have taken the timeout.
Well, here's the other one. Dan Campbell. Remember what he did at Minnesota? Fourth quarter, up three, fourth and four, he kicked a 54-yard field goal.
Yeah.
After the game, he said, it will burn me up until the day I die. Same situation. Fourth and four. 54-yard field goal, up three. In the elements, he kicked a field goal. Short. Gave the Jets great field position. Went down and scored and took the lead. What are you doing, Campbell?
Somebody remind him of that?
Either you punt or you go for it. You don't kick a field goal from 54 yards outside and give him the ball at midfield. Come on, Dan. NFC South. I mean, Carolina's fired their coach. Atlanta's made a quarterback change. They're 5-9. They're right in this. The Saints have been a disappointment. They were 6-8, 5-9, 5-9, 5-9. Tampa and Carolina in 2 weeks.
Okay, can we draw which team or teams absolutely will not win this division? Can you draw anybody? Can you draw a line through
Atlanta.
Any team right now?
Yeah, Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta's not going to win the division.
Ritter's not ready. You saw the lack of the passing game, right?
Right. You want to draw a line through anybody else?
Yeah, the Saints. They'll lose at Cleveland, but that's okay.
I think the Buccaneers are going to win that division.
Okay.
And I'm put it this way, I'm contemplating a bet on minus 280. The only reason why I'm saying that is because I have the Panthers 14-1.
All right, good for you.
But I think they...
Yep. Yeah. Other bad Arizona organization. Kind of likely to be out the GM. What are they going to go, 4-13? The expectations they had coming off the playoff.
Uh-huh.
The Murray contract looks so bad now, and I think they're just going to blow it up and start over. Coach, GM, everything. The ugly, Texas San Antonio. Troy had 160 yards. They won the game. San Antonio had five turnovers. They were living in Troy territory. Come on. And I've been holding this in for 90 minutes. 90 minutes. The Ravens ran for 200 yards, yet they threw the ball 30 times in bad weather. Greg Roman, what are you doing? That was offensive, the play calling. It was stupid. They can't stop the running game. Dobbins ran wild. They're gashing them on the ground. 200 yards rushing with a backup quarterback. They threw 30 times and lost the game.
It reminds me of the Browns game at the Packers last year on Christmas.
That's right.
When they were getting 9-plus yards per carry with Chubb and Hunt, and yet Baker Mayfield was throwing the ball the entire time.
God, that's bad. Patriots and Patricia. It's the same. It's a broken record.
It is, yeah.
It's every week. But the Myers getting emotional afterwards, and you can also blame Stevenson, who went rogue. He was supposed to fall down. He started the whole lateral business.
Yeah. But it was also Myers.
Come on, kid.
You can't fire the ball back 20 yards like that. I find it intriguing that he said he never saw Chandler Jones.
I didn't see him.
But the ball went right to him.
Yeah.
That's odd to me.
Yeah.
Is he that inaccurate with his throwing ability? Okay. The Buccaneers third quarter, part of my ugly. Now, this is going on at the same exact time because I don't think a team could play any worse than the Buccaneers did. But the Raiders actually went like 6 punts in a row in that game yesterday. But here's the Buccaneers after they were up 17-3 against the Bengals. 4th-and-3, fake punt, no good. They were totally not on the same page. Bengals field goal. Tom Brady picked off, Bengals touchdown. Tom Brady fumble, Bengals touchdown. Leonard Fournette fumbled, Bengals got the ball back. They led 20-17 before he could blink. It was... I mean, I couldn't believe what I was watching on TV yesterday. Every single time the Buccaneers got the ball, they gave it right back to the Bengals.
Horror show.
After one or two plays.
Yeah.
And it was total, like, it was amateur hour.
It was. Debacle. Who runs a fake there 17-3? Get on the same page.
There's no reason.
Bernard had no idea it was coming.
No.
I mean, you might want to be 100. You got to be 100% on that.
Yeah. And just to, to go over that, the whole Patriots thing again yesterday. What an atmosphere that was. It was electric. At Allegiant Stadium out here, the fans were going crazy. How could they not be?
It's too bad. Raiders should be a playoff team.
Yeah, they should be.
They gave away four games.
Yep. Yep.
I thought they're going to do it again. I wanted them, that'd be the fifth time they've blown a double-digit halftime lead if the Patriots would have won.
Yeah, people are sending in their bad beats today. People had alternate lines of Patriots plus 5.5 during the game.
Yeah.
Lose by 6
didn't
like
play
that.
All of it, yeah.
Yep, there you go. There's the good, the bad, and the ugly from the week. And up next, we will run down how Paulie's Super Bowl future draft went on Saturday. It was a lot of fun. 12 people got a free roll in a betting a Super Bowl future here at Circa. You will not believe which team got selected 5th overall. Details next.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Go ahead. Welcome back. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard. Today's been a lot of fun. The NFL action that we had this weekend was just as good as it gets. And I do apologize. I mean, I'm sorry if you had the Patriots yesterday and you lost that game. A little bit. Because I had the Jets. I guess what goes around comes around, huh? I had the Jets plus 3.5 in that game against the Patriots when they won it on a walk-off punt return.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, that's just how wild and wacky this sport can be.
Yeah. So, a 90-1 cashes with the Vikings in play Saturday. Brady was 89-0 career at home, up 17. They blow that and actually get their butts kicked. If that's one of the worst halves you're ever going to see. Jacksonville was 1-112, down 17 plus, 2-2 this year. And to think, again, how the day started, 4 people had the Vikings in Survivor.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think, like...
Can you imagine if you were one of those 4, and then what happened Sunday night as the most selected team was Washington?
Right.
And you see now the updated numbers here? Only 14 people are left in Survivor, and you're one of them, and you're already through. You're down 33-0 in the third quarter, and again, a tie you lose, and the Colts have the ball at the 2-minute warning in overtime?
Well, who would you rather be on than Kevin O'Connell? I mean, you got to be loving life.
This guy, I can't believe it.
It could be down to 10 tonight, by the way, if the Packers lose.
That's true. Thank you for that.
All 4 people who had the Packers left going into the week used the Packers.
Yeah. $438,000 of equity you have right now. And it gets real this week because Christmas is its only week. And old mama, if Colt McCoy can go, you can't say Tampa's a gimme.
No, I don't feel that way at all.
No, you can't.
No. How about updated odds to win the coach of the year in the NFL? Dustin, our producer, the question during the break, what if the Eagles and Vikings each finish 14-3?
I don't care. They're going to sit people against the Giants. So
sit people against the Giants, lose to the Cowboys.
You can't point to O'Connell and just say, well, 10-0 in one score games. I mean, this is just a...
Because Sirianni's minus $3 right now. Dan Campbell's 8-1. If they run the table and go 10-7, is he going to win the award? He's 8-1, and then you have a bunch of guys tied at 20-1, including Peterson, Dable, Shanahan, and O'Connell.
Dable has to be higher. The Lions have talent. They were in so many games earlier.
They were also 1-6, though.
You know, it's true. A big reason why was Campbell. His decision again against the Vikings. Why are you trying 54-yard field goals?
I know, but I mean, I think people love the guy.
He's done a good job.
Yeah, he has.
He's made adjustments. I could point to him being the reason and the defense that they got off to such a bad start. But we were here and watched them get skunked by the Patriots. 29-0. How ugly was that?
Yep.
But the resurgence of Goff... Comeback player of the year is alive and well. And you're kicking with that ticket. I'll tell you, he's going to have a lot of votes if they run the table, though. Absolutely. Detroit.
Campbell will.
Dan Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, if they go 10-7. Yep. That's another big game Sunday, and I'm rooting for them. I hope they beat Carolina.
I want to see the voting because I want to know what people think about Kevin O'Connell. Again, 20-1. if they would go 14-3, and they're winning all these miraculous one-score games.
Here's, it's luck, though. Yeah.
Here's his quarterback, Kirk Cousins. He was asked at any point in the second half if he felt the comeback was actually real.
That's a great question, because I was asking myself that. Like, at what point does it become a normal NFL football game? And I'm off the top of my head here. When we cut it to, was it 15? When we cut it to 15, that's when I felt like maybe there were 12 minutes left, something like that. I thought, this is right there. And then again, it keeps going back to the defense getting us the ball back, holding that. We know we gave them short fields, so we made it hard for our defense to hold up the way they did, and they still did.
Peterson had a great line that somebody said, hey, we just need 5 touchdowns. And they're like, oh, okay, no problem.
Is that it?
And that's right.
Oh, we can do that then.
What happened? Yes. I mean, that's a great answer, and it's a great question about what do you think? It's not real.
Sure.
This is a video game. It's 33-0 in the third quarter, and we're positioned to win the damn thing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then you get the horrific call where they blow it dead. It would have been a scoop and score the other way. I mean, that game had everything.
Oh,
pick
did.
Six,
it
block
did.
Punt. Fumble should have gone the other way. Osborne goes crazy.
I got to tell you, though, I mean, that game, it's lost to me already because of what happened yesterday.
Yeah, you're right.
Yesterday was so much more eventful.
It seems like it's a week ago.
Oh, it feels like it was week 6.
How about Matt Ryan? You blow the 28-3 job in the Super Bowl, and you're on the losing end of the biggest collapse in NFL history as well.
And
the
then,
biggest game and the biggest collapse.
Yeah, and because they were up 33-0, they have a really good, like, their defense is pretty good, right?
Yes, yes.
They allowed Cousins to throw for 460.
Oh.
There was no solution at all for Osborne or Jefferson.
The dump off to Cook. I think that put him in position to tie it. I mean, where are you guys?
Yeah, gone.
Running free. Matt Ryan should just retire.
I think just
call it a career after that. How do they respond? I mean, I don't think you get much out of the Patriots after how they lose. I mean, how do the Colts respond after that?
Well, they should be dead team walking.
Yeah.
But we've seen an example like this many, many times this year where the team, okay, but also Jonathan Taylor's out for the year the way it looks.
Yeah. And I know people were ripping him early on. Full marks to Cousins. Full marks. He was great in the second half. Look at his numbers. Threw for 460 and 4 scores.
3 out of his last 4 games. It's like some of the best numbers he's ever put up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You better watch out. He might lead the league in passing yards at the end of the season.
That could happen.
Not going to get nuts with that, but offensive player of the year now, Justin Jefferson moved to minus 125. And then it's Jalen Hurts plus 350, Tyreek Hill 5-1. I don't think Hurts will win that award because I think Hurts is going to win the MVP.
I said earlier about when in doubt, just let Allen take off and run or run a design play for him. Well, that's the other one with Hurts. I mean, what is this with the quarterback draw where it's just the wide open in the middle of the field? We've seen that a couple times. Worked against the Giants, worked again yesterday.
And I will tell
There's nobody around.
And can other teams please watch film of the Eagles
on the
and
sneak.
Say the sneak, that's what we have to do. We're going to go.
It's a thing of beauty.
We're cutting out the shotgun at the 1 yard line. That's not going to happen.
And let push.
Boom,
and
there you
push.
Go. Three guys behind him.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen. How?
Right.
That's such an automatic play that you got to pull off now. He had 3 more rushing touchdowns yesterday. The guy's on pace to have, what was he to lead the league in rushing touchdowns? It probably wasn't even that big because he knew that was a possibility. Weird, though. Miles Sanders did nothing in the game.
Wasn't there that sequence, too? Sirianni's a good coach. Yeah, that's what happened. They lined up and they drew the Bears off sides. And then they went for 2 from the 1 yard line. Hurts took it in, no problem.
Yep.
It was stealing. Put it on 12.
Yep.
Yep.
Offensive rookie of the year numbers now. Garrett Wilson, even money in that range or even minus 120. He had 4 catches for 98 yards. Now, this will depend on what happens tonight with Christian Watson. It's a Monday night football game. Mm-hmm. Everybody's watching on prime time. If this hot streak continues somehow, where Watson can score once, my God, dare I say even twice, we will have a new favorite in the morning. But if he doesn't, he's 4-1, like I said, he'll probably remain that far back from Garrett Wilson. You cannot ignore if a guy's going to go off like this. It's historical what he's doing.
Yeah. That's a great race, too. Coach of the year, that's tough. That's tough.
It's a great
I mean, you run down the candidates. A 14-3 Minnesota, a 15-2 Philadelphia, a 10-7 Dan Campbell. What if Daboll wins a couple more games? Wow. The Giants are making the playoffs now with that win. Huge win.
Yeah,
enormous.
I would agree.
I mean, he's got to get consideration too. This, what a race.
Yep. How about odds right now to win the AFC South? Titans around -155. Jags are 120 or +125 in that neighborhood.
Well, we got a couple tweets on this about Jacksonville's got to be favored. And they can't believe the plus price. Well, right. It can't. Henry should rush for 150 at least. They should be able to get by the Texans. Jacksonville's in a pick 'em on Thursday. So.
Yeah, that's not automatic on Thursday.
But I would take Jacksonville week 18 for all the marbles if that's how it winds up, though, at home against the Titans, considering how well Lawrence is playing, and we don't know who the Jets quarterback's going to be Thursday.
Lawrence was asked after the win yesterday against Dallas if this feels like a team of destiny.
I don't even know what that means. tough question.
That maybe the
I think it's no. I mean, I know,
maybe
I know,
maybe win the division.
No, I got you. I think that it just shows what this game is about. You know, you're never out of it, and you know, obviously we've been saying this for a while. We put ourselves in a hole with that little rough stretch we were on, but you're never out of it. And I think that's the cool thing about this game is you get to see, you know, see yourselves fight through adversity, be resilient, and we're a lot better for it. Even today, just the way we won that game. When you win games like this, like we did at Baltimore too, and the Raiders, all those things, when you win games like this, it just builds so much trust in your group. And when this comes up again, because it's going to happen again, we're going to be down 7 or 14 again, and you know, there's no panic because we've been there. Literally, that's what we say on the sideline is, hey, we've been here before. That's what we said today.
He's spot on. And by the way, keep that in mind for live wagering with this team.
He's right.
I'll give you their last three home games. Trailed Las Vegas 17-0. They came back to win the game. They trailed Baltimore 19-10 in the fourth quarter. They scored 18 points in the fourth to win 28-27.
Big one.
They trailed Dallas 27-10 yesterday. They scored 33 points in the second half in overtime to win the game yesterday.
Yep. Horrible job by Dallas defensively. Look at this now. They could win the division? Less than a month ago, they went to Detroit and got housed 40-14. They blew that game week one against Wentz and Washington. They lost to the Texans at home. How big is that now?
Oh, yeah.
And Lawrence was terrible in that game. They allowed 13 points at home to the Texans and lost the game.
Yeah, he was awful.
Threw a horrible interception late.
They could have, right? Do I have this correct? That game against the Broncos over
they
in
lost
Europe.
The Broncos.
Easily could have won that game.
That was another one. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
They're fun to watch, too. And finally, he's playing well. Needed to see it with him. He finally popped out of it a month ago. And man, it's been great since. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, Paulie's going to recap the betting action from the weekend. And my God, the numbers that came in. It doesn't matter if it was the NBA or the NFL or the World Cup. Some huge numbers. Win some, lose some is coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.